Welcome. You're listening to Kingdom of Stone Tree Broadcasting, and we're about to do something I've wanted to try for a while. We're going to broadcast a play. I thought, while I usually play true stories, maybe slightly dramatized, it would be an excellent use of my Speaking Stone broadcast system to provide scripted entertainment, with actors and all. I say actors, but while I'm doing this proof of concept performance, I've actually asked some of my friends and family to play the parts tonight. And, as much as possible, I'm gonna keep this analog. A minimum of sound magic support, so no modifying speech or magical mimicry or anything of the kind. Heck, even the sound effects are gonna be created here in the room without magic. I'm really excited. I hope to show that there are real advantages to presenting plays like this in an entirely audio format. For example, since all my friends and family are incredibly busy people, we, actually haven't had time to rehearse at all. In a regular theater, that would be a disaster. But since this is all audio, no one will be able to see us all reading the scripts. So it'll be...
I rent there.
What's up, Finns?
There's a small problem.
What's that?
We just got word from Theobor Bloodaxe. Well, not from Theobor. About Theobor. He was killed on an adventure this morning. I guess his adventurer's insurance policy triggered, but I don't think he'll make it to be in the play tonight.
Uh-oh. I hope he's okay. I mean, once they raise him. It'll be fine. That's just one part. I asked Hans Vondersen to come, in case someone couldn't be here. He's great at doing voices, so he should be able to fill in.
If you say so.
Ah, here's another one of our voice actors for the evening, Sir Gwaithir Owain.
Ha! Hello, Erenthyr! Ha ha!
You alright, Owain? You're looking a little pale.
Oh, no! I'll be quite alright! Ha ha!
No, seriously, Owain, what's going on?
I guess I'm just... a touch of stage fright is all. I'll be fine, really.
Stage fright? Well, I didn't think anything could scare you. Keep in mind, I know you've done battle with two or three of the most terrifying beings on Verhulgard, and never flinched when looking death in the eye.
Well, yes, quite right. On an adventure, yes! When I'm being Sir Gwaithir Owain, nothing scares me at all! Ha ha! But tonight... I'm not supposed to be the noble knight, at all. I'm supposed to be somebody else. And that, bit terrifies me.
Hey, you're going to be okay. Stage fright is totally normal. When the time comes, I know you'll do just fine.
If you say so.
Arenthyr?
Yes?
Archer Blackwood isn't going to make it. He's the one they sent to look for Theobor.
Oh, good. He's the very best corpse finder, so I'm sure Theobor will be fine. It does suck a bit for us. But, well, Hans Vondersen can do two parts. It'll be fine.
There's more. Erden had an emergency, and he won't be able to make it either.
So... okay. It'll have to be pre-recorded music and sound effects without the undead orchestra. And... well, three parts isn't too much more than two for Hans.
All right.
Hey, Owain, could you do me a favor?
Can I? Is that something my character would do?
Well, the play hasn't started yet, so yes.
Oh, in that case, very well. What do you require?
Can you run down to my crystal workbench outside the studio on the third floor and grab the rack of record crystals off of it? I thought I'd better be prepared in case Erden couldn't make it, so I've got recorded versions of all the music and sound effects. They're even arranged in the order I need them, so it'll be pretty easy.
Of course! You can count on me! Off I go! Ha-ha!
Good. We'll be good. It'll be good. All good. Ah! And here's Alias. Thanks for coming. Not got stage fright, have you?
Me? Heck no. I pretend to be other people all the time.
Good. Are you excited for the performance tonight, then?
Sure, I guess. Can I have a copy of the script?
Oh, yeah, here. Why don't you look this over before we get started?
Yeah, sure. I'll be over there.
Hey, Finola?
Yes?
You feeling okay?
Yeah, why?
You've got a bit of a glow today. About the eyes?
I do. What color?
Green?
Oh, that's just...
Doom. Disaster. The wooden elf will be the last remnant, standing against the encroaching ice. Cold. So cold.
Prophetic energy. There must be a storm of achronological potential, which can result in prophecy for people who are sensitive to it.
Oh. Is it going to be a problem?
I don't think so. It's not like...
The orphaned dragon, with fists like lightning, will...
be able to see my eyes glowing during the play.
Fins.
Hey, what's the big idea? Why isn't my script written in common?
What? It is.
No, it's not. Look, the first letter of each sentence is in common, and some of the others, but there are all those weird symbols mixed in.
What? Let me see.
And what's up with the different sizes?
Alias, you told me you could read. Where did you learn?
I can read. My dad taught me.
Out of books?
Well, no. We didn't have a lot of money for books when I was a kid. So he taught me to read with what was around.
Would that be street signs and small coins?
Yeah, so?
Places that are written in all caps.
Huh?
Fins, can you take Alias and teach her as much as you can about lowercase letters?
Sure.
Did you know your eyes are glowing? Also, what are lowercase letters?
Well, lowercase letters are...
Little giant, separated from his clan. Green. But not with envy. Cheerful, but not jolly.
Smaller letters. Each letter has an uppercase and a lowercase.
What? Why?
Well, actually, I don't know. Here, let's go over here.
Aranthia, here's the rack you requested.
Ah, perfect. Thank you.
Before we begin, I should probably tell you that I tripped and dropped the crystals on my way up. None of them were broken, no. I'm almost positive. I got them all back in the correct order.
Okay. Thanks, Owen.
Oh, Arenthir. We just got word from Diviner Valdez, Seiya, and Ewan of the Woods. They all had emergencies come up and can't be here.
So, I'll need Hans to do 6 parts? That's... ill. Well, Hans loves a challenge, right? We'll be okay as long as he makes it.
As long as who makes it?
Hans, thanks to Yoka, you are here. Listen, I need you to do a few of the parts for people who couldn't make it.
Of course! How many parts? Which ones?
Well, hells, we gotta start now. Here's a script. I'll cue you. Just give each part a different accent, okay? All right. Gather around, everyone. You ready?
No.
Kingdom of Stone Tree Broadcasting proudly presents Dark Horse Hotel, a spine-chilling mystery for your ears. My first view of the Dark Horse Hotel was an inauspicious, yet still welcome one. As a weary traveler on a cold, rainy night, even the most sinister of hostelries would be a welcome sight. Thunder crackled behind me as I opened the door. Thunder crackled behind me. But of course, it was drowned out by the sound of the doorbell. The landlady greeted me.
Welcome, sir, to the Dark Horse Hotel. Please have a seat and warm yourself by the fire.
Thank you, innkeep. Tell me, are any rooms free?
Just
the swordsman with all black eyes. Sees revenge in shadows.
One, sir.
By which I knew she meant yes.
I don't see that anywhere in the script.
And dinner?
Oh, yes, sir.
A strong fist under the rank of captain, past the age of 30 and 3 summers, will be as a blazing crucible and striking hammer for the family.
Everyone should be coming down for dinner shortly.
It was quite a varied group that gathered in the dining room that evening. There was old Mrs. McGillicuddy, carrying a basket with her knitting. Hans!
Hello, dearie!
And her young nurse, an initiate of Stalmvor named Steel Shoes. Hans!
Aye!
There was Declan Leaffall, a wealthy young elven man from Fuelin, the kind who exuded the easy confidence of the long rich.
Oh, ho! Hello, all! Ha! It's lovely evening, isn't it?
Then, her nose in a book, came the learned and erudite wizard Montague Scriven.
Io, how are ya, you two mites?
And, as we all know, wizards are delightfully eccentric and prone to saying strange things. We were also joined by the very recently retired adventurer, Archibald Bladesworn, and the companions he brought along for his last score, Hans.
Hello, hello all!
The Zavolod, the ranger from Veronin. Hans.
Greetings.
A cleric of Nisana from the Down Under, Merryweather Haight. Hans.
Good evening to you all.
And finally, Constant Jacques, the bard.
Hans.
Seriously?
Yes.
It's so good to meet you.
What a diverse and lively group. The meal and evening passed pleasantly, and before long we all turned in for the night, as the storm outside continued to rage. There it is. We all slipped into deep slumber. Abruptly, we were all dragged into wakefulness by a terrible scream. Why is that sound even in here? I leapt from my bed and rushed to the hallway where I found Declan Leafall, looking around for the source of the scream.
It came from this room.
Are you sure?
No. Did I lose my place?
No, Declan. Are you sure? No, Owain, look at me. What am I doing?
Nodding.
Are you sure?
Positive.
So following his confident lead, we tried the door he indicated, but it was locked. And badly in need of oil? So we had to break the door down. But maybe it was just stuck. And then it opened. I don't know. Inside the room, we discovered Archibald Bladesworn lying in the middle of the floor. Archibald? He's not breathing. Fetch one of the clerics.
Of course.
Just a moment later, Declan returned with Merryweather Haight, the cleric of Nisana.
I am afraid he has died. Strangled.
Wrong voice.
What's that? Speak up, man.
The cleric's from the Down Under. You're doing the Archibald voice.
Too right! Sometimes in the drama of the moment, I accidentally imitate other people's voices. Ahem. I am afraid he's died. Strangled.
Then I must ask everyone not to touch anything. I need to consult the wizard.
The wizard? Why?
See here, the window is closed, and the rain is driving against it, but there's no water inside. So the killer did not leave through the window.
Yes.
And the door was locked from the inside. So the killer is either still in the room with us, invisible, or absconded with magic.
But, you said the door was stuck.
I did say that, didn't I? I was mistaken. It was locked from the inside.
Then how did we get in? We didn't bloody well break the door down, did we?
And then Montague Scriven, the wizard, arrived.
Or nigh. Rets rup of mama bob raha tram.
Wizard, can you tell me if any invisibility, teleportation, or other magic has been used in this room?
Of kusa. Lat na sest e del lacomostolos spa.
As part of the diagnostic spell, the door to the room was broken down.
Oh, man. Yas, I saw. No traha rest damo tiapothal tonlum o invisibility Neklokol Usabraha. Traha is Sonotrokmaki Aisa. Dut I Semot Tiret it is.
So what you're saying is no. No teleportation or invisibility.
I saw.
Thank you, Wizard Scriven. Innkeep, if you could gather everyone in the dining room. I'm afraid one of the guests here is a murderer.
I can't believe
old Mrs. McGillicuddy did the murder. In the inn, with the enchanted scarf.
One of the guests here is a murderer.
Fans? Spoiler alert?
Oh, no. What did I predict?
The end of the play?
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I don't think it was going well anyway. But look, as a proof of concept, someone could absolutely do a play like this, provided that I don't have to be involved in any way. Thanks and apologies to everyone for coming tonight, and same to everyone who is listening at home. You're listening to Kingdom of Stone Tree Broadcasting.